because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The possibility of robots taking over many jobs isn't expected to happen in the immediate future, but advancements are starting to be seen. Here to give us a better perspective is Scott Sargis, founder and president of the Strategic Search Corporation based in Chicago. Scott, thank you for joining us today. And every couple of weeks, it seems, there's a new round of anxiety about the robots coming for your job, the artificial intelligence coming for your job. I can tell you, in my own sector of media, a radio company a couple of weeks ago came out with an AI-powered DJ that could comment about songs and local happenings in your world, and everybody in the biz is now terrified that the robo-DJ is coming for them. So, Scott, help us, talk us down a little bit. How will robots and artificial intelligence be realistically applied to the working world?
Well, Rob, people should not be scared, because we're at least 8 years away from many of these actual robot products hitting the market. And currently, robotics cannot simultaneously perform dance steps or even construction demo on their own. And many of the robots, like those from Boston Dynamics, are very impressive, but they take weeks to set up. So people should not be scared, but they can take advantage of the jobs in the field.
And the reality is, this is just another step in the evolution of machines doing a lot of jobs that at this point we don't expect humans to do. 100 years ago, if you wanted to travel across the ocean, you needed a group of men to shovel coal into a boiler. And then within a couple of years, they were replaced by oil-powered furnaces. And nobody is really pining for the days of being a guy who shovels coal into a boiler. It's just it's part of the natural evolution of the working world. We find ways to replace jobs that either are dangerous or too repetitive or just simply not cost-effective.
That's correct. And there are a lot of traditional roles that will continue even in the robotics world. General managers, controllers, the traditional accounting role, customer service managers, even in my field, recruiters. So there's a lot of traditional roles that will continue, but there's also very high-tech positions being created every day.
And on top of that, whether it's robots or artificial intelligence, they can do a lot of things well. They can mimic things really well. But as science fiction has taught us for decades, they don't have the human element. And there is a great deal of value in the human element.
That's correct. And are you familiar with the Gartner hype cycle?
I am not, but tell us about it.
Okay. The Gartner hype cycle governs technologies. And at the beginning of the cycle, a new technology like robotics shows up, and that's called the technology trigger. And then there's a peak of inflated expectations, which is the case now. But when the market realizes that this is just hype and not actual product, there's what's called a trough of disillusionment. And over time, as real advancements in the marketplace, in this case robotics, are occurring, there's called a slope of enlightenment or understanding that the product is starting to meet expectations. And then finally, there's the plateau of productivity where the true product is manifested. Currently, many technologies like robotics are at the peak of inflated expectations, according to the Gartner hype cycle. And these include full self-driving cars. Those are many decades away, or neural links, or even robots, are much further away than people understand, at least 8 or 12 or even 15 years away. So people are still needed.
Scott Sargis, founder and president, Strategic Search Corp, based in Chicago. Thank you for sticking up for humanity today. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.